the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
Hello, everybody. I have an announcement.
Hello, Joe Rogan. What's your announcement?
Starting on September 1st, the entire JRE library will be available on Spotify.
The entire JRE library, you say? Because the Joe Rogan Experience is now in Spotify, but 46 episodes are missing, including conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, far-right journalist Milo Yiannopoulos, and anti-Semite Owen Benjamin. Neither Spotify nor Rogan is saying why. Rogan's also announced that it becomes an exclusive on the 1st of December. In his podcast, Adam Curry says he's building something called Podcast 2.0. It's a new podcast that outlines an alternative to the Apple Podcasts directory. I think we've figured out some incentive for developers, he says. He'll also be on the first show from Joe Rogan's new studio in Dallas. Spotify's now rejecting new podcasts served with non-secure audio addresses, according to emails seen by PodNews. Audio served using HTTP rather than HTTPS. Also doesn't play in Chrome on embedded players. Apple Podcast expressed a preference for HTTPS back in May 2018, but haven't yet insisted on it. The Vintage Video podcast spent $350 on ads for their show in podcast app Overcast. It got them 119 new subscriptions, they say. Quote, the campaign was worth what we paid for it. Well, that's nice. Hubbard Radio has launched PodMN, a new podcast app built specifically for Minnesota. Nice idea. Patreon has raised $90 million in new funding, says CEO Jack Conti. Patreon's valuation is $1.2 billion, and the IAB has announced the full schedule for the IAB Podcast Upfront event in September, and the host, comedian Francesca Ramsey. And in podcast news, here's how to promote your podcast. A stunning story of a plastic surgeon asked by a wanted terrorist to make them look unrecognizable. Full marks to the Plastic Surgeon podcast for that. News from the Ramsey Network is the Dr. John Deloney Show, a show that provides real talk about life, relationships, and mental health challenges. It'll come out three times a week. And 70 Million is back for season 3, starting on September the 14th. Each week, the Peabody-nominated podcast from Lantiga Williams & Co. brings localities taking action, from the school-to-prison pipeline to racialized policing to the spread of COVID-19 in jails. That's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net. And let's hear the trailer for 70 Million.
I'm Mitzi Miller, host of 70 Million, an open-source podcast from Lantiga Williams & Co. that for 2 years has documented criminal justice reform, one neighborhood and one story at a time. Between our second season and now, the world changed. COVID-19 upended all notions of normalcy, and so many activities we usually take for granted gained heightened significance. Working in offices, sending your kids to school, visiting family and friends on weekends. Our whole lives were recalibrated. In some ways, so was the criminal justice system.
I hope that COVID has at least been a sort of very visual illustration to people of how dangerous jail is, but jail has always been dangerous. But the problem was, what we knew is that the social distancing and hygiene stuff that we were doing in the community was impossible, and for the record, still is impossible, inside Cook County Jail.
The rapid spread of COVID-19 in large groups, enclosed spaces, and among vulnerable populations raised alarms about the prospect of the incarcerated being infected and transmitting the virus behind bars and beyond to the general public. Mass release efforts open a conversation that many say was overdue.
Every single person who was released post-COVID, at least those people, at minimum, we should be asking ourselves, well, why didn't we do that in the first place?
And the billion-dollar bail industry had a target on its back.
Yeah, I'm just praying that they have the money so I can get out of here, man. It's like living hell in here, man. I'm sorry.
In season 3 of 70 Million, we'll travel the country looking at pressure points along the carceral matrix, where change, or collapse, seems certain.
A lot of people are looking for that they're looking for some level of empowerment in what has felt like a very helpless year.
Starting September 14th, hear how conditions and changes in local jails continue to have national impact. Hear us everywhere you listen to podcasts.